This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Much of the East Coast has been getting hammered by heavy rain and high winds from Florida to New England. Meteorologist Rich Otto is with the National Weather Service. He talks about who's getting what.
We're seeing the heaviest rain impacting portions of eastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York City, just outside of New York City into upstate New York. We're seeing a couple, several flash flood warnings overspread in portions of the Northeast, including parts of Maine and New Hampshire.
Rich Otto with the National Weather Service. Power's been knocked out to thousands of people. The oil giant BP is joining a growing list of companies that have stopped shipments through the Red Sea because of the risk of attack from Yemen's Houthi rebels. Donald Trump's been supporting fake electors during a weekend rally in Nevada. The AP's Jennifer King.
Former President Trump held a campaign event in Reno Sunday and repeated a pledge to deport immigrants who are in the country illegally.
When I'm reelected, we will begin, and we have no choice, the largest deportation operation in America.
But he did not repeat widely condemned language he used a day earlier about poisoning the blood of our country, echoing language used in Hitler's Mein Kampf. At the rally, Trump expressed sympathy for the GOP's Nevada chairman, Michael McDonald, vice chairman Jim Hindle, and Clark County chairman Jesse Law.
Great job. Treated very unfairly.
Three of six Republican operatives who face arraignment on felony charges for signing certificates falsely stating that Trump won Nevada in 2020. Nevada will be the fourth state to choose delegates for the Republican nomination, and Trump could take them all if he wins the Nevada caucuses with more than 50% of the vote. I'm Jennifer King.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in the Middle East, expected to try to get Israel to wind down major combat operations in Gaza. Many nations now calling for a ceasefire. This is AP News. So what was the weekend's big movie? The AP's Margie Zarletas got this.
Wonka was the big attraction for moviegoers this weekend.
What are you doing?
I'm making chocolate, of course. How do you like it?
Wonka was the top movie draw this weekend, bringing in $39 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It's a prequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, with Timothy Chalamet as a young Willy Wonka trying to open a candy store. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is number two. Last week's champion, The Boy and the Heron, drops to third, followed by Godzilla Minus One. Trolls Band Together is number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The European Union's looking into whether Elon Musk's online platform X, we used to call it Twitter, breached tough new social media regulations. The investigation will look into whether X failed to do enough to limit the spread of illegal content. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.